And now, the High-Tech Auto Report with Michael Garfield.
That is right. It is time to talk cars and trucks like I have been doing for 20 years here on my iHeartRadio show. Some of my TV segments and social, we thank you for tuning in. And it is about time after 20 years that we are driving around in a Toyota. It's been a few years since we've been playing in a Toyota, so it's nice to actually see the advancements that they have made, and specifically in the 2021 Toyota Highlander Hybrid Platinum all-wheel drive. How is that for a mouthful? Well, the last time I was in a Toyota Highlander Hybrid, I think it may have been the launch of its very first hybrid back in 2006. I remember they took a few auto journalists from the Texas area out to, the Hyatt Hill Country near Bastrop outside of Austin, and that probably is the last time I've done anything officially with Toyota. Other than that, it's really nice to get back in their cars. It was a smaller SUV. I think it sat maybe five people back then, and so over the years, and I don't know when it caught up, this now seats, depending on how you configure it, seven to eight people. So now it certainly plays its role in the big SUV market, which is very key. Now, the Platinum model that I've been driving in this past week was configured for seven people. It had, obviously, the first two seats. It had the two captain chairs in the second row, and then very easy to climb back into that third row of seats. Now, I'll talk about the interior a little later, but let's start from the first thing that you see when you drive up. Well, the outside of the car. Well, no doubt it's longer and bigger from what I remember from about 15 years ago. And they really did a nice job, this model, with the grille. The grille looks larger, and I like the way that it's got a nice chrome horizontal bar right across the grille. Gives it kind of a sleek look. It's got the LED lights on the side. Kind of gives it a little nostril flare as it wraps around. You really don't know that hybrid version from a regular version until you look closely at the Toyota logo, or the badge, if you will, on the front and back. If it's a blue kind of outline, well, that's how you know it is a hybrid. You got to remember, the hybrid is a combination. It's not all electric. It's the combination of an electric motor with gas. The moonroof, starting at the top, very big. I love the panoramic moonroof. And as you know, as I continue to walk around at first glance, I'm thinking, hey, not bad. This is a new look. It's big. I can fit the whole family in here. Let's get inside. Well, I was a little afraid when I was getting ready to get inside, because I remember, well, Toyota, they kind of lag behind a lot of the other manufacturers when it comes to, you know, maybe their interior design, but certainly some of their technology. I mean, it took them forever to actually get Apple CarPlay. And the screen size, it's not nearly enough as large as I think it could have been, you know, certainly depending on the amount of real estate that you have up there on that dashboard. The trend nowadays is to have some of those larger screens. Well, guess what? Very pleasantly surprised as I crawled into that driver's seat, because the first thing I noticed, hey, little plastic look here and there, but the fact is the seats were incredibly comfort, and my eyes immediately went to that big touchscreen infotainment display. Now, obviously, this is the Platinum. This is one of the top of the line, if not the top of the line Highlander, but it's very impressive. By my measurements, 12.3-inch diagonal, which is a heck of a lot bigger than the smaller screens that Toyota used to have. Easily configurable home screen to get to the radio stations, the navigation, a lot of the cameras, and some of the safety features, the air conditionings. And yes, it does have knobs. You know, I can't stand when cars only have either a touchpad or a touchscreen. We need knobs, man. Maybe I'm old school, but I want to turn the volume down. I just turn the knob left, and I want to turn it right to go up. It certainly has it there. A lot of USBs, five USB ports at my first count. One of the interesting things that I like, but also have to give it a knock, this does have a wireless charger for your phone. It's the Qi charger. A lot of cars do that. It's nice that you don't need to plug it in. However, they put the wireless charger right underneath the armrest between the driver and the passenger seats. You kind of have to, you know, take your, if you're a driver, you open up the right, you move your elbow, you open it up, then you put your, you know, your phone in there. Well, which means it's nice that you're driving, you know, you can't just look down and glance at it, which keeps your eyes on the road. But the thing is, if you want to use the Android Auto or the Apple CarPlay, as of right now, the technology says you have to actually plug your phone in to the USB outlets, which means where the phone is charging, Now you're plugging something in and the cord is going to kind of be dangling in front of the dashboard. Yes, I know, I'm nitpicking. Could have been designed a little bit better. Not sure. That's why I'm not a designer, but just one of the little things that I did notice, but the fact that it does have a charger built in. Very, very cool. Seats, incredibly comfy. Options to have them ventilated and heated. No clue in Texas why you want heated seats, but the ventilated seats were very, very nice. Getting into the second row, very easy to move those two captain's chairs front and back to be able to crawl into that third row space. And for a 6 foot tall guy like I am, I really do kind of test to see how easy or how difficult it can be to get into that third row. Really not a big deal. You know, obviously you're going to have to crouch, but once even you're sitting in that third row, my head was not hitting the roof. I still had an inch or two to go, which is very nice. Cargo space. Yeah, you do have to flip down that back third row. You can also flip down that back second row. If you've got second and third row seats down, you've got one heck of a large cubic space to, yeah, I probably could have fit a nice, bed in there. Certainly probably if not a twin size, but a queen size bed from front to back. And so in terms of hauling and schlepping, which would a lot of people do in SUVs, it works very well. In terms of what's the miles per gallon? Well, remember, it's hybrid and it's also, which means it's gas and it's electric. It is rated right around 34 and 35 miles per gallon on the highway in city. I didn't specifically test how much I got, but I know it's certainly in the 30s, and which means you're going to get a range of about 400 miles if it's topped up at its 17-gallon capacity, which is one heck of a mileage. Love the fact that the hybrids and certainly the electrics are going to give you a little bit more bang for the buck, certainly as the summer prices of 2021, the gas prices are inching up. Speaking of prices, here we go. The payoff, the Platinum trim for that flagship hybrid, just around $50,000 for the all-wheel drive version that I was tested. It does come with the nice 20-inch alloy wheels. It has some rain-sensing wipers. The big panoramic moonroof, that's right there. A rear-view mirror camera. I believe the seats are heated in that second row. It's got adaptive headlights. It's got a 10-inch color heads-up display, along with that 12.3-inch infotainment touchscreen, which I talked about and I like myself. Sound system, pretty strong. JBL 11-speaker sound system with that big subwoofer. Typical dynamic voice recognition. And of course, it's got the nice safety features that Toyota generally has. I believe this is the 2.5 plus Toyota safety system. So overall, if you're looking for an SUV, and again, I don't talk about Toyota a lot because I don't get to test drive them. I don't get to meet the manufacturers. I haven't been able to go into some of the manufacturers meeting even before the pandemic to see some of the new stuff. So this was kind of a newbie for me. Definitely impressed of where they've come from years ago to where they are right now. So wherever you are listening, be it in Texas or across the country, if you're looking for an SUV, something new this summer, yeah, absolutely worth go checking out the 2021 Toyota Highlander Hybrid Platinum All-Wheel Drive. The mouthful, but it's still big enough and full enough to get you most anywhere you want to roll this summer and for years beyond. Keep tuning in right here to my show, my social media. The name is Michael Garfield. For any and all car and truck news.